And my mama always said, make us sick and stone to get up before sun up.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they married out, we had a big old high range of stove, and I had to do the cooking. And they made me a box so I could stand up on that stove, and I cooked that breakfast. Pot called me up for a day when he called them boys up to go feed the mule and milk the cow. And he called me up, and I'd get in there and cook that breakfast, stand up on that box, put my meat in there and fry it. Put them biscuits in the stove, cook, mm-hmm. make that coffee. And they had eaten, gone on to the field, and Mom'd be in the bed, sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go around there and clean up the beds and everything. When she get up, she'll eat. Then I'm gone on to the field.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll cook dinner. I wouldn't have come back there and cook dinner.
Well, what'd y'all do when it rained? Did you stay home when it rained?
Yeah, when it's too wet to wet, you can't mm-hmm. stay home.
And what'd y'all do at home?
Well, we'd piece up quilts. She'd have something for us to do.
Yeah, it'd always be something useful for you around the house.
That's right.
That's interesting. It really is a different kind of life from mm-hmm. the kind of life people lead these days.
Now, this day and time, the children don't do nothing. They'll get in the road. Now they gonna be that. You see them in the road strolling, but now we didn't stroll. They'd have something for us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad would have them boys cutting briars, cleaning off tasses and things, and sawing wood. Getting no wood there, so when it's time to wait, you know, they wouldn't have to get the wood. It'd just be sawed and cut up there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very interesting. Well, I should have enjoyed talking.